Ontario.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Same great show, brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
This is Nancy from Not You, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, yeah, there we go. You are tuned in to CFRC Radio, Queen's Campus Community Radio, since 1922. Coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Sitting pretty in the Limestone City. Excuse me. Hope you're all having a good day today. It is hump day. If you're just joining us, we're here to get you off on the right foot on a nice chilly Wednesday morning. How's it looking out there, Simone, for weather? Have you seen?
I know I was eating a cookie.
What kind of cookie?
I think it was coconut. Some kind of coconut. It's definitely delicious from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Our glorious sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yeah. Get on down there and get some good grub. We are in the midst of the CFRC funding drive. It's running until December 31st, so check out CFRC.ca if you want to get in the running for some amazing prizes from Old Farm Fine Foods or other sponsors of this glorious radio station.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of nonsense going on.
Yeah, and be part of a legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's going to be, and it will be, I guess, next year, 103 years.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Nice. So, yeah, get involved. Check it out. Check out the website. If you think you can do this better than us, I dare you.
Yeah, we dare you.
This time of morning, we like to do a community events roundup. Like we said, and like you know, it is Wednesday, which means the weekend is nigh upon us. And so we got to start thinking about how we're going to get out there and be cool kids and socialize and, you know,
yeah,
see what's happening in and around Kingston, Ontario.
Anything, absolutely.
Anything on your radar, Simone Lamone?
Well, at the Grand Theater, December 5th, we are going to have the historic Nutcracker Ballet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can kind of check that out. That is December 5th at 6:30.
Cool. Classic holiday stuff.
Yeah, at the Kingston Grand Theater.
Right on. Nice. I think my niece is going to that because it's her birthday on December 5th.
Nice.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Tare Bear. She should be at school unless she's home for the snow day. But who knows? That's excellent. Other things going on in and around town. I'm excited because I'll just briefly mention Kyle Mooney's new movie, Y2K, is opening up at the screening room on Friday night, the 6th.
Yeah.
It's a high school comedy about a bunch of kids having a party on New Year's Eve in 1999. However, in the movie, Y2K actually happens.
Yes.
And it turns into like
a... We were all kind of afraid. We didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah. Was there going to be a power outage? Was there going to be riots?
Right.
Or were we going to be hit by a comet or something? Or an asteroid? Or meteor?
We almost got hit by an asteroid this week, apparently. Yeah, I guess a big one just buzzed us right by Siberia, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well,
that could have been it, Simone.
That could have been it?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad it didn't happen.
Well said.
I'm glad we're okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe you want to get that kind of your blood boiling, get that existential fear with some laughs. And check out Y2K this Friday.
Okay, yeah. So check that out at the screening room.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, with December 7th, there's going to be free horse and wagon rides.
Really?
Yes.
Downtown Kingston?
Downtown Kingston. Oh. That's where it's at. That's where everything is happening.
I haven't been on a good hay wagon ride in ages.
Yeah. So you can enjoy free rides Saturdays, December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st.
Nice.
So you've got three different chances to get the horses to pull you around and have a good time.
Awesome.
And everyone can see you and you can wave at people. You can be your own personal parade.
Great selfies, opportunities as well.
It's very Instagrammable. Everything is Instagrammable these days, and certainly a horse-drawn wagon is that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that reminds me, too, that I think on Princess Street, Saturdays through December, it's free parking.
Mm.
So park your buggy and get in a buggy.
Do your shopping?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Visit some local stores. Shop local.
Yeah.
I always like this time of year. I go online and I start thinking about like what online things should I order now so that they're in time for the holidays.
That's a good idea.
I never really get anything though. I always just think to myself, I can just walk down Princess Street and hit like six stores and be done.
Yeah,
an afternoon.
And then you can see what it is.
Yeah.
No surprises.
And it's there. Yeah, exactly.
It's not like something happened, and we're in the midst of a postal strike
right.
and all this stuff going on. And what's your carrier going to be? Is it going to be UPS? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? Forget all of that.
Forget it.
Throw it behind you like salt and just shop local.
Yeah.
Just, find something.
There's a lot of good
town.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of a lot of the local toy stores.
Yeah.
I buy things for my nieces and then I think, no, I'll keep this. Why shouldn't I have it? That kind of thing.
If you were going to buy a toy for yourself, what kind of toy would you buy?
Just something like fun. Like I'm a big fan of like, goes without saying something fun. I'm a big fan of like stuff you can play with your hands. Like I got a lot of Nerf guns. I got a boomerang. I got one of those like paddle ball things,
Okay.
Stuff that I can just like dink around with in the apartment.
You can fidget?
Yeah.
You like fidgety things?
Yeah, I mean, I don't need a fidgety thing, but I like stuff like that.
You just like to have it around you?
Yeah.
So that's your little, what do they call it, tchotchkes?
I think so.
Yeah, like those things kind of.
Nerf guns are fun.
I think you like things like that. Like, and you have a gumball machine.
Yeah.
Kind of like these interesting little things.
Yeah, old toys, I guess. Yeah, you?
I guess if I was going to do a toy, I guess I like Barbies. I guess I'd have a little Barbie here.
It's very girly.
It is girly, but so what? Like, I know that I think I might turn my room pink or something.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So I always wanted a pink, Barbie room.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of Y2K, the movie, did you ever get into Rhythm Sticks when you were a kid? Remember those?
No, what is that?
Rhythm Sticks was where you had like two sticks that were maybe like a foot long each, and then a longer one that was like maybe 2 or 3 feet with tassels on the end, and you kind of juggle it. It's like a juggling thing.
I know what you're talking about. I didn't have one, but
I had two pairs.
I was aware of them.
I could have lent you one of my sets.
Would you have lent me?
Yeah, because then we could have gone on the road as a traveling busker team.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think we would have been friends as children?
We would have been very competitive, there could be only one rhythm stick champion.
Yeah, there could be. You're right. Yeah. There could be only one.
It could have ended in violence,
in tears.
So
for
maybe
sure.
It's a good thing that we didn't know each other back then.
I guess so.
We would need to be top of the school. Pogs. Gotta get pogs.
Pogs. I never did the pogs. My sister did.
Nice.
She's 3 years younger, so I don't know. Yeah.
She's pogging.
Maybe that's
up.
Why you did the pogs and I didn't do the pogs.
Maybe. Pogs was just a form of junior gambling though, so I think you just were on it a bit better.
You guys were serious about it though.
Oh yeah.
Very, very serious.
Keepsies, playing for keepsies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on that, get downtown Kingston, get some toys.
Yeah. And also too, December 14th. Santa's going to be there.
Hey, ho, ho, ho.
So you can have your picture taken. And this is on Brock Street outside of City Hall from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. furry friends are cool. Welcome. So bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your squirrels.
Yeah.
Bring them.
Bring the golden child.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. Yeah.
Check that out.
I'd like to have like the town crier sit on the Santa chair and get kids their picture taken with him.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun. Just have everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody just come.
Yeah.
Let's just all do a group photo.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I'll totally be down for that too.
Last event before we get back to the tunes. Tonight at the Broom Factory, Great Lake Swimmers are playing. I don't know if it's sold out yet, but it starts at 7:30, runs till 10 o'clock. Great Canadian indie rock band. That's going to sell. That'll be a good show.
Yeah, is that all ages or is that 18?
Oh, that's a good question. It's put on by KPP Concerts and Flying V's. Tickets are $30. All ages.
There you go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. So get it down to the Boom Factory, as I like to call it.
Ooh.
And get some Great Lake Swimmers.
Boom.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we're going to get back to the tunes. Next break, we'll talk about nerd stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, we're talking about nerds.
Exactly.
I might be a closet nerd. I don't know.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Awesome. In the meantime, here's a classic from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. This is Queen of the Silver Dollar right here
on CFRC.
She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules this smoky kingdom. In a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters, they flock around her, and they fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home. Yeah, yeah. She arrives in all her splendor. 9 o'clock, and a chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. The old piano minstrel plays a song as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollar, she's home again. Yeah, she's the queen of the silver. She rules the smoky kingdom, and a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters fly around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home. Oh. The royal gown is a satin dress that's stained and slightly torn, and her sparkling jewels are rhinestones, and her shoes are scuffed and worn. From the many roads she's traveled and the wondrous sights she's seen, and I watch her and I pray, God save the queen. She rules the smoky kingdom, and a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters flock around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home. The queen of the silver dollar is not as haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But
I found her, and I won her, and I brought her to this world. Yes, I'm the man who made a queen of a simple country girl.
She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules this smoky kingdom. And the scepter is a wine glass, and the barstool is a throne. And the jesters flock around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take.
She rules this smoky kingdom, and the scepter.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Ghost is gonna be. Ghost is gonna be. I wonder how my ghost might look. Do you pick it at the gate, or is it written in a book? We'll never know for certain. Do you R.I.P.? I often wonder how my ghost is gonna be. Ghost is gonna be. I wonder how old my ghost is gonna be.
Nothing you say can upset us. We're the MTV generation.
We feel neither highs nor lows.
Really? What's it like?
Eh.
Well.
Oh, me crying. Please have mercy on this aching heart of mine. Look like you're trying to see just how mean you can be. I wouldn't do dog the way you do.
Hello, my name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Kudi karke majak hasdi, chadi nami jawani e. Kol jama te odur nasdi, oda dil ch shaitani e. Kudi karke majak hasdi, chadi nami jawani e. Kol jama te odur nasdi. दिल च शैतानी है कोई पल्ला ना फड़ावे बस हथा तेरे जावे तीर नैना जो चलाउंदी एवें करे ना शक मित्रो कुड़ी मन पर जाउंदी है साडी कोई गल बात नहीं ओ तो मन पर जाउंदी है
Excellent. We're hanging in there.
Yes, we're hanging in there.
It's hump day.
Yeah.
Feeling the strain, I guess, of the week.
A little bit.
Like kind of like the first.
Yeah, because you were up late. I was up late.
Yeah.
I didn't really sleep well, but happy to be here.
Oh yeah, no.
With bells on.
Absolutely. We got our coffee. We got our soda pop.
Yeah, we got all kinds of things. We got cookies.
Yeah.
We got muffins.
We got you, the listeners.
We've got you.
And we got nothing but great tunes. We just heard a brand new track out of Toronto. Let me just find it here. That was it was down here somewhere. That was Sony Pabla with I Like You. Nice little groove to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like you, listeners. Thank you very much. Also in that set, Big Mabel with, what is that one?
Pitiful.
Ooh. Salty.
It's a bit salty, but it didn't sound salty. It sounded sweet.
Very true.
Yeah.
Nice guitar in that, too.
Yeah.
Also in that set, we had a band called Old Lady and their track Ghost Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Good rocky stuff, though.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, that's a good band name.
You like that?
I'm going out to see
Ghost
Old
Baby?
Lady.
Old Lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we opened it up with Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show with Queen of the Silver Dollar. I like that track. Yeah. It makes me want to be a bar fly.
Yeah.
Where my throne is a bar stool and my chalice is my wine glass and all that stuff.
A little wino.
I'll be the Queen of the Silver Dollar.
Queen of the Silver Dollar.
Not too shabby. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is CFRC, the place to be. Check out CFRC.ca.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Come on.
You got nothing better to do?
Do it.
If you're tuning into us, you've got nothing better to do.
Oh, come on. Oh, Jeff the movie nerd.
No, if you're tuning into us, it's because you're waiting for knowledge bombs to get dropped in your mind grapes. That time of morning where we like to wax nerd and talk about what's going on in pop culture.
All right. So what's going on?
Well, there's a lot of headlines coming up. Let me see. First and foremost, we mentioned last break that Kyle Mooney, who is a Saturday Night Live alum who's gone into filmmaking since he's left, his new movie, Y2K, comes out this Friday and is playing at the Screening Room.
Yeah.
Stars Rachel Zegler of Snow White fame. Also stars that precocious little guy from New Zealand who was in Hunt for the Wilder People and Deadpool. His name escapes me at the moment. But it's got a good cast of young people, and it looks hilarious. It's about a high school party on New Year's Eve 1999, but Y2K actually happens. The machines go crazy, and these kids have to survive, and it looks very funny.
Yeah. 1999.
Yeah.
What a time.
Pretty excited.
What a time.
Another throwback movie coming out. What are you doing on Christmas Day? Are you doing anything exciting?
I don't know. Might be with my family.
Your family? Give me a break.
Well, I don't know.
You're not going to be at the movie theater.
Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Opening presents.
Sounds weird. Sounds random.
Is it?
I'm going to be doing...
What are you doing?
What every good nerd is going to be doing on December 25th, and that's ignoring my family, going to the movie theater, and seeing Robert Eggers' new horror movie.
Are you going to go by yourself?
Whoever wants to come with me.
Okay.
I'll be there with bells on and my coffin-shaped popcorn bucket watching Nosferatu.
Halloween never ends.
Never! Nor should it. I love it. Like, Christmas Day movies, though, that is a tradition. I've always enjoyed. Like,
would you do that with your family? Like, Christmas Day, everybody goes to see?
Yeah, family,
friends.
I've
done that once, maybe, once or twice. Yeah.
It's always good. There's always a good crowd.
Because you have the day stuff, right, that you do during the day, and then evening time or whatever, everyone can go see a film.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited for this one.
But usually there's a big, film, right? Like a Star Wars.
That's true.
Or
King Kong.
Yeah, that something really one. Big that everyone wants to see. Or a Lord of the Ring type of thing.
That's true.
I see that you want to see this. Okay. Are there any other films, like bigger films?
Something that's
coming down the pipe?
This is all encompassing for me, so I'm not too sure.
Okay, so sorry about that. Go ahead. Tell me about this.
Well, it's a vampire movie.
Yes.
I mean, it is anticipated by a lot of people. This filmmaker, it's only his fourth movie he's ever made, and they've all been just knocked out of the park. Really good stuff. Very original, too. Not very cookie cutter.
Okay.
Like a very talented filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And also Willem Dafoe's in it.
Is it going to be filmed in black and white?
I don't know, maybe. It looks good, though.
Yeah.
But there's probably got to be some other big epics. I know what you mean, though. Like a good action adventure, something you can bring the whole family to.
Yeah.
Maybe not Nosferatu, but there's got to be something coming out on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I guess we've got a few weeks to figure that out, too.
Yeah. Maybe they're giving us some time. Maybe they'll come up with something.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays, because there are social betters, and we love them for that. Marissa Tomei turned 60 years old today.
Really?
Won an Oscar for My Cousin Vinny, dated George Costanza on Seinfeld. She dated Jerry, I think. You're dating Marissa Tomei?
Now, is she in the Spider-Man films? Is that her?
Aunt May, yeah.
She looks fantastic.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Wow, 62?
60.
60?
Yeah.
Wow. 60 is looking different these days.
I guess.
Wow.
She's got Marissa Tomei money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Someone who's been aging like a fine glass of milk, though. 75th. Happy 75th birthday to Jeff Bridges.
The standards are different.
The dude himself, though. Yeah.
He can just be himself.
I mean, like, he's
just
so
like,
old.
Just let nature happen to him.
Yeah. He's so old that his new TV show is called The Old Man.
Ooh,
there you go.
There you go.
Some super spy thing where he's like coming out of retirement to, you know, buff bad guys.
He's not running or anything. He's using like a rifle or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a silencer with a little range finder thing.
That thing.
Yeah. He doesn't run around or jump in this, right?
No, I hope not.
Yeah. More like a Liam Neeson type of thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of like looking around corners.
Maybe like a Steven Seagal where people just come at him and you just throw him to the side and don't even move.
Yeah.
Go Jeff Bridges. Happy birthday.
Like, we're still interested. We still still love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy 58th birthday to Fred Armisen of Portlandia and Saturday Night Live fame. Funny man, very good guitarist, very good stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Other things going on in the world of nerd stuff. Greta Gerwig, we were talking about Barbie today. She directed that big hit movie, Barbie. Mm-hmm. And her next project, everyone's like, what's she going to do next? She's very good.
Yeah. No,
she's doing. They announced that she was going to do a Chronicles of Narnia movie. They were going to reboot that franchise, and Greta Gerwig was going to helm. And I think we talked about it on the show a couple weeks back about, like, do they need to do Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe again? This would be like the third time in as many decades. But it just got announced that she's going to adapt the C.S. Lewis novel, The Magician's Nephew. There are like 10 books in the Chronicles of Narnia series, and they only ever make movies out of like two of them.
Yeah.
So finally, Greta Gerwig's like, nah, let's try something new.
Yeah, back to the wardrobe.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Story goes on.
I haven't read the book. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's going to be good, though.
Magician's Nephew.
Yeah.
Is Aslan in that? Is a lion in it?
It's a good question.
Ooh.
Aslan. I like
that's
saying
so
that.
That's so cool.
Nice. That was another Christmas Day movie, was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. That's a good Christmas movie. Because, like, it's, you know, it's centered around Narnia, and it's snowy, and it's cold, and yeah.
It's the only
wonderful
movie
one
I can think of where Santa Claus is in it, but he, like, gives the kids weapons for Christmas. He's like, here's your sword, here's your bow and arrow, go kill some orcs or whatever.
Cool.
So maybe Santa Claus doesn't do that anymore.
Maybe not.
I don't know, though. Who knows? But yeah, Greta Gerwig, going to be doing some Chronicles of Narnia movies.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. Give her all the money, I say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You happy with her?
I like her a lot. She's done some really good stuff in the past, and she's a very funny person.
She's proven herself.
She's got nerd approval.
Nerd
stamp.
Stamp?
Yeah. Greta Gerwig.
Okay.
Member one. And then fellow nerds will enjoy that Walton Goggins, star of Justified. There we go. Thank you, Simone. he's just posted on Instagram that he's back filming season 2 of Amazon's hit show Fallout. Fallout season 2, starring Ella Purnell and Kyle MacLachlan. This one's going to be taking place in New Vegas, and I'm very excited. Probably doesn't come out till 2026, but just the fact that they're doing it makes me happy.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're happy.
I'm a happy nerd today.
Are you?
Yeah,
are you? You're very happy. You're driving.
Gonna go see a vampire movie on Christmas Day.
There you go.
And take my 8-year-old niece and scare the bejesus out of her. That'll be good.
Yeah?
She's gonna.
You're quite the uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Jeff.
I'll take a knee, I'll sit her down and say, Tara, have you ever heard of a guy named Willem Dafoe? And she'll be like, no.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
He's awesome. Let's go. She'll never talk to me again.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
He's just himself.
Always.
In every character, always.
Did you ever see Streets of Fire where he has a sledgehammer fight with a guy?
No, but I wouldn't put it past him.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. He's just that guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
Let's get out of here, Simone. Let's play some more music before this train gets off the rails any
further.
All
right. I think it's too late.
Yeah. Here's a new one from the Circulators. Very fittingly, this one's called Troublemaker.
Yeah.
Where are we listening?
101.9 CFRC.
Out at the show. This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Got a motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. Yes, motorhead, baby. Wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yes, she treats you wrong. Well, she ride all day, she ride all night. She ride with your partner long as everything's all right. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. Well, she ride in a Cadillac and a Buick with a smile. Take a four-door Chevrolet, must be a 52 style. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. Well, when you drive her slow, the kind of stuff she hates, she heard about the power of the Rocket 88. Yes, motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, man, she treat you wrong. Well on, boy. Watch that car there, baby. Watch that car. Yeah, Neil's in the White House. Driving down the highway, doing about 93. Said, step on the gas, darling, and stop that teasing me. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong. Well, I take my baby riding, we ride all in the hills. She like the floating power of the Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Motorhead, baby, wanna ride all night long. If you don't have transportation, yeah, she treat you wrong.
Why didn't I break his legs?
Pretending things were going fine. No more wasting all my
Everybody on? Good. Great.
Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
Bishop Nehru, shout out to CFRC and the campus and community radio at Queens University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.
Queen, how was your queen?
Yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I think there's more coffee in my veins than blood at this time.
I think so.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but I think you're all leveled out now.
It's all brewing underneath, ready to
underneath
explode.
Underneath the surface
indeed.
There.
Indeed.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry to say that we're almost done. We're almost wrapped up.
Almost done.
It's 10 to 10.
Yeah.
CFRC, the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite campus community radio station. No others quite like us. What did we learn today, Simone, in summation? What did you not know yesterday that you now know and regret knowing today?
That you love a good horror movie on
you
Christmas
knew that.
Day. Well, what have I learned?
We are going to go see Nosferatu on Christmas Day if you're in town.
Wee?
If you're in town, yeah. Because those popcorn buckets that are shaped like coffins are big. I can't eat all that popcorn.
Is that actually going to happen?
Yeah, because like remember Dune made a big splash because they had a popcorn bucket that looked like the big sandworm. Now everyone's doing it. Like having a custom popcorn bucket to go with their movie.
Mm.
It's a thing now.
Is it?
Kind of like how they're trying to force another Barbieheimer every time two movies come out.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's another Barbieheimer weekend.
Right,
it's like, no, it isn't.
Right, because they said Glicket or something?
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So now popcorn buckets are the rage.
Okay, so how do you like your popcorn?
Butter, candy. I always put something chocolate inside and shake it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one time we took they let us take an entire 2-for-1 pizza into the theater. And this was back when you could serve yourself the melted butter when they trusted the people.
Right.
So in a nutshell, melted butter on pizza is surprisingly good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very good.
Okay. Well, that's something I've learned.
There you go.
Yeah.
thanks for coming along to Indie Morning Wake Up. We'll catch you guys next Wednesday. And then we're also planning we're going to be not broadcasting live on Christmas morning, but we're planning our Christmas morning show. It's going to
be it's going to be good.
It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
Yes!
It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful life.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Before we leave, we'll just say what we heard. We had a brand new track from a band that was called Congratulations. No, wait, no. Yeah, sorry. Blah. The band's called Congratulations. The song is called Iced Tea.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of a guy eating iced tea.
Yeah, drinking iced tea.
Either way.
Okay.
Also in there, we heard a song from X Void with...
Pinhead.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Also in that set before X Void, we had a new one from an artist who simply goes by Jackie.
Called How to Be Without You.
Yeah.
I couldn't be without you.
Yeah.
Or you, gentle listener.
Yes. Thank you, listeners, again. also in that set, we had, what is that, Chuck Higgins? Is that
Chuck Higgins and the Mellotones.
Cool.
Called Motorhead Baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Mellotones. I like that. We opened it up with a new one from the Circulators, Troublemaker. We're your troublemakers here.
We are a little bit.
And then keep it locked and ready to rock all day long on CFRC because we got the goods.
We do. We do have the goods.
Wednesdays are stacked. There's a lot of good shows on Wednesdays. It's
pretty
good.
We have a good time.
Yeah. We're going to play ourselves out. We got a new track from The Sacred Souls with Price I'll Pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. And if we get to it, a cover by Sue George from the Life Aquatic soundtrack. His cover of Life on Mars by David Bowie. It's good stuff. Good stuff on a snow day.
All right. Enjoy.
Stay warm, everyone. Hope you all have a good week. We'll see what happens.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Quantas vezes o coração não consegue compreender o que a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Seu futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. Do infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
We're long distances and you're hearing us live on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
The Museum of Lennox in Addington invites you to join them over the holidays celebrating Friday Night Lights on Friday, November 29th, December 6th, and December 13th. Stop by the museum between 5 to 8 p.m. each night for a free visit, live music, open galleries, festive crafts with local artists in the Creation Corner, shopping in the museum gift shop, and a special museum kids holiday shop where kids can shop for $2 gifts and have their presents wrapped. Plus, attendees can also enjoy an immersive seasonal candlelit play, House Guest, created by and starring Kingston-based Emerging Actors and Dance School of Drama and Music University students. Advance tickets are $10. Details at countymuseum.ca. CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift.